You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, October 27th. I'm Matt Klein, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 3.5%. That's how much lower global trade volumes were in August compared with December 2019, according to the latest estimate from the Netherlands Bureau for Economic Policy Analysis. It's a big improvement from May, when world trade volumes were down 17% from the end of last year. But that improvement has been extremely uneven, with large increases in exports coming from China and Central and Eastern Europe and Latin America, offsetting sharp decreases in exports from Europe, the US, Japan, the Middle East, and South and Southeast Asia. Preliminary data for September from the biggest economies suggest that global trade volumes continue to recover at the expense of even bigger imbalances. The next number up is $640 billion. That's the net amount of new investment-grade corporate bonds issued so far this year by U.S. companies, according to an analysis from credit sites. It's the biggest year for corporate bond borrowing on record, with more net debt issuance than in 2018 and 2019 combined. American companies borrowed to build cash buffers, to compensate for what will hopefully be short-term declines in revenues, and to take advantage of lower interest rates. Despite everything going wrong in the economy, larger companies have had an easy time getting credit. That's a big difference from 2008, when companies cut their borrowing in response to worsening financial conditions, which exacerbated the economic situation. Our last number is 1%. That's the boost to U.S. disposable income from mortgage and student loan forbearance programs in the second and third quarters of this year, according to an estimate from Goldman Sachs. While only 43% of American households have mortgages, and even fewer have student debt at just 16%, those who owe money generally spend a big chunk of their incomes on principal and interest payments. Right now, about 7% of households with mortgages and 41% of households with student loans are either making reduced payments or paying nothing at all. While loan forbearance has helped put cash in Americans' pockets, those programs are already beginning to wind down. Goldman estimates that the resumption of debt service will start lowering incomes this quarter, with the biggest impact in the first half of 2021. Unless, of course, policy changes extend forbearance further. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, October 27th. I'm Matt Klein, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.